Perhaps the most fundamental question in Hilchos Shviyos in our contemporary times is whether we're dealing with the Doraisa or the Rabbanim. And we've touched on this in the past. Obviously, if we treat Shviyos as a Doraisa b'zman hazeh, then it's going to be a much more serious consideration, and in Sveikos we're going to have to be machmir. But if it's the Rabbanon, we have room to say Sofik to Rabbanon Lahakel. So I found a very nice essay here that I'd like to share with you, because I'm always looking for new source material. I found also a new sefer that I want to share with you. And this is an article by Harav Ozer Shlita on Shviyas Bizman Hazel Lashita Sarama. You know, when it comes to Zroim, the most important of all Rishonim is the Rambam, because the Rambam codifies the halach of Zroim. You know, other Rishonim didn't go into Zroim because in their time it wasn't that relevant, it wasn't practical. But the Rambam was not at all interested in whether it was practical or not practical. He spends as much time on Zroim and Kodesh Vitaris as he does on Noshim Nezikin and on Zmanim. In any event, if you take a look at your page, I'm going to try to highlight certain things. He points out that according to most Rishonim, Shviyas Bizman Hazeh is only Drabbanon, and that's the Psak of the Chazon Ish. But there are two fundamentally different reasons as to why Shviyas in our time is not Doraisa, and there's nafkaminas between them. The first explanation is based on a Gemara in Gittin, which is also in other Masechtos in Shas, in which Rebbe has a Hekesh based on the Pasuk V'zeh Dvar Hashmita Shmot. There's a double language in the Pasuk, V'shtei Shmitos HaKosuv Medaber. And the Torah is equating two Shmitos. Achas, the first one, is Shmitas Karka. Shmitas Karka means that on a certain year in the Hebrew calendar, the karka goes back to its original owner. Which year is that? That's Yovel. The achas, shmitas ksofim, on a certain year in the calendar, all the debts are cancelled. And that's the seventh year. So we have now an equation between Yovel and shmitas ksofim. We don't know if this equation extends to all the dinim of shmita, or it only applies to shmitas ksofim. However, Bizman shatom shami karka, atom shami karka, bizman shiatom shami karka, iatom shami karka, u pirsha atos vishari shonim, shemakishim shmita li yovel. There's a hekesh between shmita and yovel. Shmita's karka is yovel, and shmita's ksofim is the seventh year when the debts are cancelled. And there's no difference, according to Tosus and the other Rishonim, between the law of Shmitas Ksofim, which means that the debts are cancelled, and the law of Shvisas Haaretz, that all agricultural work has to cease in the fields. In other words, we're talking about a hekesh between Yovel and the entire package of Shvias. Shvias, as we said, has two dimensions to it. Number one is Shmitas Karka, that you don't work the land, Shvisas Haaretz, and number two, Shmitas Ksofim. According to most Rishonim, those two always go hand in hand. There's no way of splitting between them. And therefore, the Hekesh that Rebbe postulates to Yovel teaches me that Shmitah is only applicable when there's Yovel. But now, in our time, there's no Yovel. We'll see why soon. And therefore, there's no Shmitah. That's one explanation why Shviyas in our time is the Rabbanan. The second explanation, which you'll see on the bottom of the page, and the reason, by the way, you see the number 3 on the bottom of the page is because the first two pages are just introductions, they're fly pages, if you know what I mean, title pages, is Shviyas Bizman Hazeh Rabbanan, because the land itself has not been sanctified on a Doraisa level. Meaning there's a fundamental difference between the original sanctification of the land at the time of Yoshua, which is called Kedusha Rishona, and that Kedusha terminated with the destruction of Eretz Yisrael and the exile from Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Bavliyim. And then there's a second Kedusha,
Ezra,
which Israel was sanctified by Ezra and the second commonwealth, and that Kedusha, according to Rishonim, is only a temporary Kedusha, and it is completely null and void when Titus and the Romans exiled us from the land. So in the exile period post Bayesheni, which is the sanctification of Eretz Yisrael by virtue of Ezra and Nehemiah, the land loses its status of Kedusha. Again, it's still Eretz Yisrael, don't get me wrong, but the special Kedusha, the Yintrumos, the Maisrus, and Shvius, and the Mitzvos HaTzlius Baretz, no longer exists. What's the nafkamina between these two reasons, whether it's because of the equation to Yovel, or because of Kedusha Shniyah? So the most important nafkamina would be, what was the status of Shvius at the time of the second bias? You know, you're talking about a period of time, 420 years. So what was the status of Shvius? If you go like the first explanation, that Shemitah depends on Yovel, then there's a fundamental difference between, again, the first Aliyah and the second Aliyah, because in the case of the first Aliyah, most of the Jewish people were in Eretz Yisrael. In this case of the second Aliyah, when Ezra came, he only came with a handful of people. Say it again a little louder, I'm sorry.
Miktas Mehem.
Right, Miktas Mehem. So it was not what's called Rov Yoshvel Alel. In order to engender Yovel, we need that most of the Jewish people, again, this is just a superficial definition, but most of the Jewish people live or come to live in Eretz Yisrael. That didn't happen at the time of Ezra. And therefore, the status of Yovel is completely suspended as far as the Bayesheni period is concerned, for those four centuries plus. However, if we go with the second explanation, namely that the Kedushas Ha'aretz was null and voided by Churban, then certainly as long as the Bayis stood, the Kedushas Ha'aretz was in full force, and therefore Shemitah was Da'oraisa. And then we can come to the conclusion that according to the first opinion, Shvius Bizman Hazeh would be Da'oraisa. Let me just read this. The Yotel Chadish Lefi Zeh comes along the Beis HaLevi. And so everything that we've said now is clear and it's accepted. There are no chidushim here until we get to this line, the Yotel Chadish. This is already the chidush of the Beis HaLevi. You've all heard of the Beis HaLevi, yes? You know his last name?
Soloveitch.
So only one person was honest when they said they heard of the Beis HaLevi. They knew who he was. Okay, fine. All right. You all knew, you just didn't want to say. So what does the Beis HaLevi say? He says the following. That if you accept the first opinion, that the problem of Shvius Bizman Hazeh is because there's no Rov Yoshvel Leha, which is the precondition for Yovel, he says, then Bizman Hazeh Shvius is Doraisa. How could that be so? I mean, we don't have a Doraisa, we don't have Rov Yoshvel Leha. And he says, because the Gemara tells us that at the time of Nehemiah, it's actually in the Psukim, there was a Shvua. The Shvua, which was accepted nationally by the people of Israel, was to treat the land as if all the people had come. And therefore, even though technically Yovel and therefore Shemitah would not be in full force, but by virtue of the Shvua that we accepted upon, and the Shvua has the tokef, it has the status of a Doraisa, says the Beis HaLevi, therefore, the din of Shvius Bizman Hazeh, again by virtue of the Shvua, is Doraisa. It's a Doraisa, but under the law of Shvua. You know, Shvua itself has a tokef of Doraisa. He says, Ha Isur Nishar Bitokfo, all the Isurim of Shvius apply in full force today because by virtue of the Shvua. he compares it to Charmei Hatzibur, right? For example, you have Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon, right? So we'll see about the authority of Rabbeinu Gershon to institute a Cherem, but whatever it is, that has a tokef, that has a status of the Doraisa. And the Beis HaLevi was so convinced that by virtue of the Shvuah, we have to observe Shvius on a Doraisa level so that we don't violate, cross over the Shvuah. Therefore, he says that the Heter Mechira, which was originally proposed back in Kovna by Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, is not acceptable to him. Because Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan was working with the assumption that Shvius in our time is only Durabana. So Rabbi Osei, for those who observe the Heter Mechira, if you're relying on the Heter Mechira, you have to be assuming, again, it's not enough to assume, but it's at least a precondition that Shvius Fizman is only Durabana. The Beis HaLevi assumed that Shvius in our time is Doraisa by virtue of the Shavuah. However, you should make a note of it. Ein kein das shar achronim. The other achronim in the time of the Beis HaLevi afterwards, as they are quoted here in a book called Zichron Yehonasan, disagreed at great length with the Beis HaLevi. Sharei nishvu oz gam al masa umatn b'shabes. There were other shvuos that they took. For example, not to do any business on Shabbos, meaning not to discuss business deals. V'lo matzinu she'eshli isu zet tokef doraisa. Nobody would say that that prohibition is doraisa. That's what we can get away with in the Seinish of Shabbos Kiret, because it's only Durabanan, right? Okay. Now, if you're looking on page 5, we're finally coming to the main question of our discussion, and that is, what is the Rambam's Shita? So we start with the Rambam in Shemitah V'Yovel, which is the end of Zeroyim, as if we've done all the other sections of Zeroyim, but the Rambam says in Perek Dalet, Mehilchus Shemitah V'Yovel Halacha Chaf Hei, Ein Shvius Noheges El B'Eretz Yisrael Bilvad, Shenema Ki Tavo Ala Aretz. And then the Rambam adds, Bein Bifnei Abayis, Ubein Shalom Bifnei Abayis. Now what impression do you get here? Does the Rambam... Well, first of all, does the Rambam limit Shvius to Eretz Yisrael? That answer is yes. Does he limit Shvius in a time framework and say that it only applies during certain times, not during other times? That he doesn't say. On the contrary, the impression you get is Bein Bifnei Abayis, Bein Shalom Bifnei Abayis. The Rambam should have added some sort of a...
condition.
Yeah, disclaimer here that in our time, for whatever reason, it's no longer Doraisa. The Rambam doesn't give you that impression. And therefore, the Kesef Mishnah, in this very long Kesef Mishnah, presents the view that according to the Rambam, Shvius Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa. And that's going to have a tremendous impact on all the halachas of Shvius. Now, It's a little bit odd to accept this Kesef Mishnah that Shvius Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa. You can underline the third line on page 5, Shvius Bizman Hazeh Doraisa, because the Rambam himself elsewhere equates Shvius with Yovel, and that's in Perek Tes Mehilchus Shemitah V'Yovel. And the Rambam goes ahead and he says that the Takana of Hillel, which is called Prusbul, is based on the fact, says the Rambam, that Shemitah's Ksofim in our time is only Durabana. And therefore Hillel, who lived in the time of the second bais, was able to institute this loophole, so to speak, and allow people to collect their debts even after Shemitah, if they sign a Prusbul. It's explicit there from the Rambam that we equate Shemitah to Yovel. So the Kesef Mishnah is going to say that that equation between Shemitah and Yovel only applies to Shemitah's Ksofim. The Rambam only writes that we can justify Hillel's institution of Prusbul because Shemitah's Ksofim is the Rabbanah, but indeed Shemitah's Karka is outside of the pale of this Gzeirah Shavah, of this Hekesh, and therefore it doesn't depend upon Yovel. So Rabbi Osei, for the first time, what we're seeing in front of us is an absolute fundamental split between two dimensions of Shvius. Shmitas Ksofim, as far as monetary debts are concerned, Lechud, and Shmitas Karka, as far as working the land and the fruits that grow therein, Lechud, and that's a separate din. So what we're going to conclude is, according to the Kesef Mishnah, that where Shmitas Ksofim in our time is only Durabbanan by virtue of the Hekesh to Yoma, but Shmitas Akarka, everything that applies to working the land and the sanctity of its fruits, that indeed is Doraisa, because that's not included in the Hekesh to Yoma. He says, but that's a little bit difficult to accept, because the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Tes writes that Bizman Shayovel Noeg, Noeg Din Eved Ivri. I'm going to open up the Rambam here and read you the language. What does it say? Perek Yud Halacha Tes, right?
Yeah.
The Rambam says the following: Bizman Shayovel Noeg, Noeg Din Eved Ivri. Okay? Vinoheges Shvius Ba'aretz. Vashmatas Ksofim Bechol Makom Minat Torah. Okay, this is all during the Yovel period. Ubizman She'ena Yovel Noeg, says Ram, Ein Noeg Eved Ivri Bechen Shmitas Ksofim Mi Divrehem. Okay, so the Rambam clearly, explicitly tells us that Shemitah depends upon Yovel, and therefore Bizman She'ena Yovel Noe, which means there's no Rov Yoshvel Leah, there's no din of Shvius or Shmitas Ksofim Ela Mi Divrayim, it's only Derabbanan. So according to the Kesef Mishnah, we have an explicit contradiction, because the Kesef Mishnah holds that when the Rambam says in Shmitah Yovel Dalid that Shvius is no Hegis, Bemis Ne'a Bais, Bein Shalobis Ne'a Bais, what the Rambam is postulating is that Shvius Bizman Hazeh, at least as far as Shmita's Karka is concerned, is Doraisa, and yet here the Rambam says Beferish that Shmitah, since it's dependent upon Yovel, and he's talking about the whole package deal, Shmitah is only Midivrei Bizman Hazeh. So he says, Al Kain Kosova Kesef Mishnah, he says, if you read the Kesef Mishnah carefully, He actually addresses this question, and he says Zeshakos Varama mi divrayem, that which the Rambam says here in Perek Yud Min Shmitah V'Yovel, that in our time Shvius is mi divrayem. He says Lokoi El Shvitas Ksof. The Rambam is only referring to Avol Shvius Zos No Hekis Met Torah Af Bizman She'ein HaYovel Nohe. Now that's very difficult to push into the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "No heges shvius ba'aretz mi divrehem v'chein hashmotas karka mi divrehem." He's explicitly talking about shvius ba'aretz, and then he adds v'chein hashmotas ksofin, and he's saying they're both the Rabbanan. So how are you going to fit the Kesef Mishnah into the language of the Rambam? And assume that the Rambam holds that Shvius Ha'aretz is Dorait. So if you take a look on the bottom here, he has in brackets, the Iru Midivre Kesef Mishnah Perkei Alachetesh Shom Noka B'das Rambam Sheshvius Bizman Hazeh the Rabbanon. The Kesef Mishnah himself contradicts himself. You know, within the Kesef Mishnah, and how he understands the Rambam, there are contradictions. Okay, let's turn to page 6. So that which the Kesef Mishnah postulates in the Rambam, that Rebbe's Hekesh to Yovel is limited to Shmitas Ksofim, he says there is a very strong support to that position, notwithstanding, again, the language of the Rambam in Perek Yud, because the Rambam, when he quotes the Hekesh of Rebbe in the ninth Perek of Shemitah, he only mentions Shemitas Ksofim. Hekesha de Rebbe koi rak al Shemitas Ksofim. Lo hevi Hekesh zeh le'inyan Shvias HaKarka, Shvias HaKarka, Ela ach le'inyan shmitas k'safim, which he brings in many places. Came mefurish per tes. Came mefurish per ram sefer mitzvahs. Meaning, if you don't accept the kes of Mishnah, then you're going to be stuck with the following problem. Why did the Rambam, when he quotes this hekesh between Yovel and Shmiz, he insists over and over again, in the language of the Rambam, it's clear that this hekesh only applies to Shmitas Ksofim and not to Shmitas Haaretz. The Ramban, in his commentary on the Torah, in Parshas Bahar, he writes, Mikesh Sheva Shonim Tas Eshmita, Koyal Kol Mitzvah Sashmita. Then when the Torah says at the end of 7 years, you establish a year of Shemitah, he's referring, says the Torah is referring, according to Ramban, to all the mitzvahs of Shemitah. And therefore the Hekesh that's written in this parsha to Yovel includes all the dimensions of Shemitah. As we mentioned earlier, that's the opinion of the Tosfos and other Rishonim. But the Rambam interprets, and there are other Rishonim, not too many, who also go along that line, that the parsha is only referring to Shmitas Ksofim, and therefore the Hekesh that's in the parsha to Yovel is limited to Shmitas Ksofim. But what do we do with the Rambam in Perek Yud, as we saw before, where the Rambam says that Shvias Bizmana says the Rabbana? So we're going to say that the Rambam is only referring to Shmitas Ksofim? He writes on the bottom of page 6, Lomar sheshvita sakak midraisa after as much any of advarm koshim laholm and she came malo la rama blask you din shvius bein kol advarm atluyim biyovel. Correct. The Rambam, as we saw before, says that in the whole list of dinim that are dependent upon Yovel, he's got the laws of shvius. Why would he say such a thing? And then he's going to take Shvius as far as Karka is concerned, Shvius out of what, out of a cloud, Lahotziyam in a cloud. It would seem that the way the Rambam presents it, Shvius belongs to this whole membership category of all the mitzvahs that depend upon Yovel, and the Rambam doesn't differentiate. Oh. However, he points out that The Rikorkus lived about 5 centuries ago. He was one of those Jews who was expelled from Spain, and he has a major commentary on Zeroyim. And if I ever find my copy of Yishalmi, I'll bring it in to show it to you, because my special copy has the Rikorkus in it. But in any event, the Rikorkus has a slightly different girsa in the Rambam, and our girsa in the Rambam is mefurosh that shvisas hakarka b'zman she'ein yovel noeg is only drabana, and that's the girsa that we have in Frankel. So this edition of the Rambam that I'm showing you, which clearly indicates that shvias is only drabana b'zman hazeh, and we're talking about shvisas haaretz, that girsa is not the girsa of the Rikorkus. Meaning the Rikorkus, who was one of the contemporaries of the Mechaber, the Kesef Mishnah, he had a different girsa in the Rambam, which allowed him, apparently, to take out the words Shvias Haaretz and instead just leave it as Shmitas Ksofen. But that's not the correct girsa, he says. Also, he quotes the Beis Halevi here at the end of the page, that there's another Rambam. There's so many Rambams flying here in all directions, but in Perek Yud Beis, the Rambam says that Liyosid Lava, when Eretz Yisrael will be taken over by the Jewish people at the time of Bia Shlishis, and they will begin to count the years of Shemitah and Yovel, that certainly seems to imply, as our Girsa in the Rambam, not the Marie Korkus' Girsa, that Shvius Bizman is Ezra Rabbanon, it will only become Doraisa at the time of Bir Shlishis, when we come back and establish the Commonwealth and build the Beis Hamikdash.
So this is not considered the Bir Shlishis until we have Beis Hamikdash?
In other words, the bottom line is that on the one hand we have the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says that from the Rambam, who says that Shvius is Noheges, even Shalom Bizman Abayis, we come to the conclusion that Shvius Bizman is Ezdoraisa, and the entire Hekesh to Yovel is only limited to what? To Shmitas Ksof. On the other hand, the Rambam seems to go out explicitly that Shvius Bizman Hazeh is only Derabbanan. And even the Beis Halevi approaches it not like the Kesef Mishnah that Shvius Bizman Hazeh is Derabbanan. The only reason the Beis Halevi thinks that Shvius Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa is by virtue of the Shvua that we accepted upon ourselves. But Shvius per se, in and of itself, is not Doraisa according to the Shitas Rambam. And that's what he writes on the top here of page 7, that his final conclusion, based on all the research that he came to, is that the Beis Halevi is right. Notwithstanding the issue of the Shvuah, which is a separate issue, according to the Rambam, Shvius Bizman Hazeh is only Derabbanan. But the question is, why then does the Rambam say that Shvius is no Heges af shalo b'fnei abayis, which was the Rambam that brought the Kesef Mishnah to the mistaken conclusion? He says, ain't kol kusha, I'm not bothered by that. Why? Ki onam ain ashvita tluya b'bayis dafka. The Rambam is right that Shvius doesn't depend on the Beis HaMikdash. Mikolakon tluya b'dvarim acherim. There are other factors that will determine whether Shvius is Doraisa or not. So when the Rambam says that Shvius is no Heges, even Shalom B'fnei HaBayis, he's telling you that Shvius is not contingent on the existence of the Beis HaMikdash. But there are other conditions that will determine whether or not Shvius Bizman Hazeh is no Heges Doraisa, and those conditions indeed have not been met. And he gives you an example. The Rambam in Trumas and Maisers, at the beginning of Hilchos Trumas, says that Shrumos of Maisos Noah goes to Benator, Bein B'fnei HaBayis, Bein Shalom B'fnei HaBayis, and yet the Rambam writes in the same parak that Shruma Bizman Hazeh is only Midivrayim. So you see that when the Rambam says Shalom B'fnei HaBayis, he means to make a conceptual point, not a practical point, that it's not that Shvius depends upon the Bayis. You can have Shvius even after the Bayis is destroyed. But that doesn't mean that Shvius Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa. There may be other factors to kick in, and that's what we want to research and come up with, as to why the Rambam classifies Shvius Bizman Hazeh as the Rabbanan. In the last paragraph here, he says, Afal Pishim Rucha came to Divrei Rambam, came to Divrei Beis Halevi, Ein Muvan Tama Dover. Now, we have to really understand, since the Rambam has clearly indicated that the Hekesh to Yovel, meaning between Shvita and Yovel, is only with regard to Shvita's Ksafim, and that's why the Rambam points out that, as we saw before, Hillel was able to base his Takon of Prusbel on the fact that Shvita's Ksafim, like Yovel, is only Drabanan, Bizman Hazeh. So we've excluded the first of our two explanations why Shvius Bizman Hazeh is Drabanan. The second explanation is that the Kedusha of Ezra, as far as the land of Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha Aretz, was kitshal l'shaita v'lo kitshal tzalova, meaning that kedusha was betela with the churban at the time of the Roman exile. Well, that's not true in the Rambam. The Rambam is very, very famous for saying in the sixth parak of Beis HaBechira that kedushas Ezra, that's the kedusha shnia, is kitshal l'shaita v'lo, excuse me, kitshal l'shaita v'kitshal asid l'lova. That churban does not undermine the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael per se is doraisa even after churban, even bizman hazeh. So why shouldn't Shemitah be Doraisa? Again, we're in a bind at this point, right? We're in a Mavoi Satum. If you take the first explanation that we had to downgrade Shemitah to the Rabbanan because of the Hekish to Yovel, the Rambam doesn't accept that reason, because the Rambam says the Hekish is only to Shemitah's Ksafim and not to Shemitah's Arts. And what are you going to say? The second reason, because Ezra's Kiddush was only L'shaita V'lokish L'Asarolo. The Rambam, the sixth parak of Hilchas, based on Bechira, explicitly says that the Kedusha of Ezra and Nechemiah was Kinshel Shaita V'Kinshel Asid Lavo. Why should Shvius not be Doraisa Bizman Hazeh?
Yeah. I meant to ask you last night in the Machiz Shir, why was the Kiddush of Ezra and Nechemiah superior to that Moshe Rabbeinu
Long discussion. The Rovs of Holy Rock had three different answers to that question. But let me just give you the Rambam's answer, which has to be understood. The Rambam says that the first Kiddush, that of Yoshua, was Kibush, was the military conquest. And when Nebuchadnezzar came and he exiled us, that Kibush was completely null and void, and therefore the Kedusha, which was engendered by the Kibush, is also null and void. The second Kedusha was not done by Kibush. Ezra was invited to bring back the Jews to Eretz Yisrael with the blessing of the government, of the Goyishi government, and that Kiddusha was engendered, says the Rambam, by Chazaka. Chazaka in modern Hebrew, and I mean this absolutely serious, this has nothing to do with Zionism. Chazaka in modern Hebrew is Hityashvut, settlement. That simply when the Jews settled in Eretz Israel, what do you say? That itself engenders the Kiddusha of Eretz Israel. The Rambam holds that a Kiddusha that's not dependent or engendered by Kibush, but rather by Hityashvut, by Chazok, as the Rambam calls it, is Kidshel Shaita V'Kidshel Osed Lov. Again, it doesn't make any sense to you, and it doesn't make any sense to me, but that's what the Rambam says. And how to understand that Rambam engenders a mushroom of literature and a lot of good ones. In fact, were you here by any chance, Daniel, when I discussed, this was my sheer last Shabbos before Shabbos? I don't know if you were there. So if you were there, we discussed the difference between Kiddush al Yedei Ha'aron, right? Because what does it mean that Rambam says Kiddush is Makadish Eretz Yisrael? What is it? Kochi Gotzim Yodi? So, if you read the Rambam carefully, he says that that kibush was done through the Aram, right? The Yafutzai Vecha Bipanecha. And the Rav claims that Aram means Torah. And the Kedusha that was engendered by kibush was the Kedusha of Torah. But which Torah? Torah Shadchasah. And then he has a whole theory. I don't know if you were there. Again, I only have 5 minutes to discuss this on Shabbos because, as usual, I ran out of time. That's my problem in life. But the second Kiddusha, that of Ezra Nehemiah, was engendered by Torah Sheval Peh. And Torah Sheval Peh has a certain superiority to Torah Sheval Peh. In any event, if you turn to page 8, which I'm afraid is the last page you have.
Yes.
Okay, because we ran out of... Okay, so we'll see. Let's go through page 8. Okay, this is a Chiddush of Reb Chaim Brisker. The Rambam in Hilchus Trumos writes that Truma Bizmana Zeh is the Rabbana. Again, even though Eretz Yisrael's Kedusha Bizmana Zeh is Doraisa, but Truma is the Rabbana. Why? Because at the beginning of the Parash of Truma, the Torah's introduction is Ki Savo. And the Gemara says that from that Ki Savo we derive the principle of Bias Kulcha. In other words, just like the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael by Yoshua, which is called Kedusha Rishona, was a Kedusha of Bias Kulchem, and that's going to happen again at the time of the third Commonwealth, at the time of Mashiach, so too Truma requires, by virtue of this Pasuk Kisavo, Bias Kulchem. It's got to be a situation that's similar to Yoshua, when Yoshua and his armies brought in the entire nation of Israel into Eretz Yisrael. But in Yerusha Shnia, which is the Yerusha of Ezra, where only, you know, what is it, 42,000 Jews came to settle in Eretz Yisrael, whatever the exact number there is, I forgot right now, I think it's 42,000. There, they were Makadish Eretz Yisrael, but it wasn't Bias Kulchem. And since Truma has a condition of Bias Kulchem, therefore, Truma Bizmana Zeh is the Rabbana. And the question on the Rambam is, where did the Rambam get this from? How does the Rambam know that Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael is not enough to engender a mitzvah Truma Doraisa, but rather you need Bias Kulchem? Says Rav Chaim that what the Rambam has in mind is the Torah's Kon. The Torah's Kohanim apparently indicates that Truma depends upon Bias Kulchem. Now, where this Torah's Kohanim is, we don't know. But what we do know is that Tosus and all the Rishonim understood the same text of the Torah's Kohanim in a different way. And therefore there's no proof that Truma depends upon Bias Kulchem. But the Rambam had a source for this in the Torah's Kohanim, that Truma depends upon Bias Kulchem. Just like the Bias Rishon in Eretz Yisrael is Kulchem, so too Truma is contingent upon Kulchem.
Does that mean Rove? Or does that mean...
I'm not sure. That itself is going to be an issue. But in any event, the Rambam holds that since Trumas and Maestras depend upon the year of Shemitah, therefore, if there's no Shemitah, then there's no Maestris Doraisa. So just to summarize, what we have is there's no true of Bisman Hazeh Doraisa because we don't have Bias Kulchem. There's no Maestris Bisman Hazeh because Maestris depends upon Shemitah. And all this is codified by the Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah brings sources for the Rambam. And Rashi himself in Ksuvos Chafhei says that during the 14 years of Kibush V'Chiluk, when Yoshua entered into Israel, there was not yet Shemitah, and therefore there was no Trumas and Maestros, because Trumas and Maestros depend upon Shemitah. So basically we have two directions to take that both lead to the same conclusion, that Trumas and Maestros man says only the Rabbanon. Either we say, because in the case of Truma we need Bias Kulchem, or we'll say that Truma like Maestros depends upon Shemitah, and Shemitah is not no Heges unless you have Kol Yoshvei Olel, you have the people living there. Now again, you'll take a look in this paragraph, Aaron, and you'll see that he has O Rove in parentheses, you see, because this is an issue. It's line 4 before the end of the paragraph.
But it's almost like domino. This depends on this, this depends on this, and then what it's dependent on, we're not clear about. And
correct.
Rove, it could correct. Be
today. Maybe even today we have Rove Yoshvei Olel. Correct. But Reb Chaim is of the opinion that Rov Yoshvei Olel is more than just counting population. It's more deep than just technical. In any event, how does this shed a light on the Rambam Shita in Shvitz? So let's just summarize in the bottom paragraph on page 8 that according to Reb Chaim, we learn that Trumas of Maestros depends upon Yovel. But now we're going a little bit further. And we're saying that as far as Shemitah is concerned, according to the Rambam's opinion, there's a condition of Kisavo of Bias Kulchem. In other words, in the light of Reb Chaim's presentation, that Trumas Bisman has said, despite the fact that the Kiddush of Ezra was L'shaita vili asid lov, meaning that Eretz Yisrael has the kedusha to engender Trumas and Maestros, nevertheless you need Bias Kulchem. So too, since in the parash of Shemitah, according to the Rambam's opinion, the condition of Kisavo, which means Bias Kulchem, is activated, it's alive and well, now we have a new reason why Shemitah Bisman is the Rabbanan, according to the Rambam. So to add to the two reasons that we gave at the beginning of our discussion, number one, that we need Yovel, and number two, that the Kedushas Karka of Eretz Yisrael Bisman Hazeh is only the Rabbanan. Now we have a third reason, and that is that we need Bias Kulchem as far as Shvius is concerned. However, he says that this is still very difficult because the Rambam, this is on page 9, if somebody wants to photocopy it, if not, we'll just go on. We're almost at the end, but he says the following. That this understanding of the Rambam on the part of Reb Chaim is difficult because the Rambam writes V'chein yirah li shehu adin b'maisras she'en chiyuva b'zman hazeh ela d'rabbanan kitruma. Now it's according to Reb Chaim, the original source for the halacha of Bias Kulchem is Shemitah, and yet the Rambam equates truma insofar as truma is d'rabbanan to maisras. I mean, Iker Chasam in a Sefer, how could the Rambam omit Shemitah if according to Reb Chaim, the only time it really says Bias Kulchem in the Torah is in the Parash of Shemitah? Because Kisavo is written in the Parash of Shemitah, we're going to equate Truma, according to the Rambam, to Shemitah, we're going to equate Maestros to Truma, and the Olchad Gadya, but the Rambam just says that to the same extent that Truma is the Rabbanan Bisman Hazeh, you need Bias Kulchem, so to Maestros is the Rabbanan, as if to say that the source of all this is Truma. And therefore, the best way of going in the Rambam is to assume, like many Achronim, that what it says in the Parsha of Beboachem, okay, it's actually okay, this is a different issue whether it should be Kitavo in the Rambam or Beboachem. Is the Gemara says in Ksubis that that Rasha, which requires Bias Kulchem, applies to Chala. Now, Chala has the same status as what? As Truma. Challah and Truma are really almost interchangeable, conceptually. They have the same exact dinim. And since in Challah it says Bevachem, which means requires Bias Kulchem, therefore Truma, which is the same as Challah, requires Bias Kulchem. And therefore the Rambam never intended to derive from Kisavo that you need Bias Kulchem. Because the correct use in the Rambam is not Kisavo, which is Enochinam in the Parashat of Shmiz, but rather Bevachem. So therefore the source for the requirement of Bias Kulchem is in Truma, and by equation in Meiser, but not in Shvius. So therefore, we're back to square one. If there's no requirement to be as Kulchem in Shvius, why does the Rambam hold that Shvius Bismanazer is Doraisa? So now we've excluded three possibilities. You cannot interpret the Rambam as saying that there's an equation to Yovel because the Rambam limits that equation to Shmidas Ksafim. You cannot explain that the Rambam holds that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael Bismanazer is only to our bottom because the Rambam holds that Kedushas Ezra, Kedushas Shnei, Kedushas Shaita, the Kedushas Yosef Lava. You can't say that the Rambam requires Bias Kulchem because the Rambam limits Bias Kulchem to Trumos and Maestros, and he doesn't apply that to Shvius. So why then is the Rambam of the opinion that Shvius Bizman Azeh is the Rabban? And here the Rosh Yeshiva comes up with an interesting revolution of sorts, a tremendous Chiddush. Let me give a little bit of a background to this Chiddush. There's a halacha with regard to Yovel that we have to count the years until we get to the 50th year, and then after we count it and designate it as the year of Yovel, then and only then is the Kedushas Yovel engendered. And the question is going to be whether or not we can count the years of Shemitah Bizman Hazeh. Okay, that's my introduction. Now let's get into the piece itself. You know, go into the chamber now. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shemitah, again we're talking about Karka, from Perek Aleph till Perek Ches in Hilchos Shemitah, the Rambam doesn't mention a word about the fact that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is the Rabban. The only place that the Rambam says that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon is in Perek Tes and Perek Yud, where the Rambam is discussing Shmitas Ksofim and the equation between Shmitas Ksofim and Yovel. So the question is, in the Seder Advarim, and the way the Rambam presents his halachas, something seems to be fluky. Because again, the first eight chapters of Hilchos Shemitah are dedicated to Shmitas Karka. From the eighth chapter and on, I should say from the ninth chapter and on, that means the ninth and the tenth, the Rambam dedicates to Shmitas Ksofim. Where does the Rambam place the equation between Shmitas Ksofim and Yovel? Only in the ninth parak. That doesn't make any sense. Why didn't the Rambam breathe a word in the first eight chapters about the fact that Shvius Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon? The only place that the Rambam decided to notify me and reveal the secret to me that Shvius Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon is in the parak Tes, or even more, I should be more meticulous, in parak Yud, in the context of Shemitah's Ksofen. And we know that Shemitah's Ksofen, according to the Rambam, is equated with Yovel. But that's only Shemitah's Ksofen. The Rambam never indicated that Shemitah's Karka is equated to Yovel. So something here in the Rambam is off base. On the one hand, we're insisting that the Rambam holds, as he says in Perek Yud explicitly, Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon. We don't know why. On the other hand, the Rambam never mentioned a word about Shemitah Bizman Hazeh the Rabbanon until he gets to his discussion about Shemitah's Ksofen. It's really, really off base. So he says the following. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim in Erchin Lamed Gimel. And that machlokes is about the status, or I should say the relationship, between the 50th year, which is the Yovel year, and the counting of Shemitah on the first set of 7 years following the Yovel. What do we do with the 50th year itself? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Ola Lakan Ulakan, meaning that it's the year of Yovel, and it's also the first year of the following Shemitah. According to the Chachamim, it's Eina Ola Laminyan Shnos HaShemitah, meaning the year of Yovel is isolated, exists, so to speak, on its own, you know, floating in space. The last year before Yovel is the seventh year, the Shemitah year of the last Shemitah cycle. The first year of the Shemitah cycle is going to be the year after Yovel. Yovel is like an island in time. That's the Chachamim Shita. And that's exactly the Psak of the Rambam in Perek Yud. And now the Rambam says that during the years of Bayis Sheni, they counted the Yovlos. Why do they count the Yovlos? Even though Yovel wasn't knowing the Bayis Sheni, because as we said many times, at the time of Ezra Nechemiah, only a fraction of the people came to Eretz Yisrael. And nevertheless, they counted the Yovel. Why are they counting Manu Yovlos, the Bayis Sheni? And the answer is L'Kadish Shmitim. Because keep in mind that according to Chachamim, the year of Yovel is not Ole L'Minyan HaShmitah. So you have to be very careful about recognizing which year is the Yovel year in order to be able to calculate which year is going to be Shvius, or the first year of the cycle that leads up to the seventh year, which is Shvius. And furthermore, the Rambam writes that even after Churban HaBayis, we're going to continue counting the years of Yovel in order to be precise about our calculation of the years of Shemitah. Every 50 years we're going to add one extra year, which is not Oleh, so it's not 49 and then 49, it's 49, 1 and 49. Correct? Or you could say 7 sets of 7, and then a year of Yovel, and then another 7 sets of 7, if you follow me. He says, we have to always add that extra year. Then the Rambam writes, Aval kol ha-ga'onim amru. Right, the Rambam very often quotes the Ga'onim that came way before him. Shemisores hi, they have a tradition, v'yedeyem ish mi pi ish, shalomanu bi'osan ha-shivim shana, shebein churban ba'is rishon, u'binyan ba'is sheni, el shmitos bilvad, below yov. During the 70 years between the first bias and the establishment of the second bias, those are the 70 years between bias Rishon and bias Sheni, they did not count the Yovel, but they did count Shemitah. And that is very difficult according to the Rambam, because since we pass like the Chachamim, the year of Yovel must be counted in order that you can get the proper counting of the years of Shemitah. So why during these 70 years, according to the tradition of the Gaonim, were they counting Shemitah without Yovel? He says, V'chein, Mishacharav Bachrona, Lo Manu Shnas HaChamishim, El Sheva Bilvad Mitchilas Shnas HaChurban. In other words, they completely skipped over Yovel. And the Rambam says, V'chein Ola B'Gemara, and that's what comes out of the Gemara. So even though the Rambam doesn't conceptually accept the Gaon, he says, "Al zeh anu solchem ukfiches ben zeh anu morim leinyan meisters u'shvius vashmatas k'sofim shakabola v'maisa omdim gedolim ba'ora u'mehem royim lehitolos." In other words, since the Gaonim are the greatest of the Balei HaOrah, and they quote at a Kabbalah ish mipi ish, that's what we have to rely on. The Ravid in Asukas HaRavid doesn't like it. He says if we calculate based on the Psak of the Chachamim, we have to count the Yovel years, even after Churban, even though Yovel is not knowing, but nevertheless we have to count it in order to understand when we start Shemitah. So therefore we have to ask the following question: what is the logic here in the Gaon, which the Rambam embraces, that the Seder of Shemitah v'Yovel changes after the Churban? Now, before Churban HaBayis, they were counting Yovel, and therefore Shemitah would start only the year after Yovel. But after the Churban HaBayis, all of a sudden the Shemitah, the Yovel year, is completely disqualified, so to speak. It doesn't exist, it disappears. Hallo, af bikorim l'chein lo hoyu kol yoshveh aleha v'lo nagu dini Yovel. So what are you going to tell me, that we can no longer count Yovel after Churban because the dinim of Yovel don't apply and therefore Yovel is not counted? That's impossible, he says, because even when the bayis stood, there was no din of Yovel, because Yovel depends on Rov Yoshvel Le, which didn't exist during the second bais. And what are you going to tell me, that after the Churban there's a bittul of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? That's also not true. The Rambam holds that there is no bittul of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Chaim says the following, that there are two dinim in Yovel. This is a major breakthrough. He says that there's one din of Nihug Mitzvah HaYovel, meaning all the laws of Yovel apply. They're in full force, right? The karkos go back to the original owners, and the avodim go back, and the what? Correct. Everything applies. But there's another mitzvah in Yovel, and that's a mitzvah of minyan to designate the year as the year of Yovel. The Rambam writes, mitzvahs asay lispar shevash. Sheva Shonim, 7 sets of 7 years. Ulekade Shnasa Chamishim, Shema Uspartem La, Uspartem Lecha, Sheva Shavos Shonim, Vekidashtem Shnasa Chamishim. Ushte Mitzvah Eilu Misurim, says Ram Lebezna Gorol Bilvad. And therefore, we need to count the years of Shemitah in order to calculate the year of Yovel, and then by designating the year of Yovel, the 50th year, as Yovel, we sanctify that year with all the mitzvahs of Yovel. The Rambam says that if we don't count and go ahead and designate and sanctify the year, it's not Yovel. This mitzvah of counting the years of Yovel existed in full force even during Bayis Sheni, even though, again, the mitzvahs of Yovel befall in actuality were not implemented during Bayis Sheni because it wasn't Rov Yoshvel Leil. But nevertheless, even though the mitzvahs of Yovel didn't apply, there was still a mitzvah to count the year of Yovel, designated as such, even despite the fact the absence of Kol Yoshvel Leil. It was a mitzvah of Minyan and Kiddush Beis Din. So we suspend the Niyug Dina Yovel, but nevertheless, the mitzvah of being Mekadish the year is Yovel still applies. When did the Gaonim say that we don't count Yovel? Only after what, Rabbi Osai? After Churban Abayis. What happened after Churban Abayis? There was no longer a mitzvah of Minyan and Kiddush because there was no Bezdin. Right, the Bezdin after Sin, the Lishkas Hagazis, and then there was after Churban. Is Memela? Not only was the mitzvah of Yovel completely suspended, which was true during Bayis Sheni in general because it wasn't Rov Yoshvel, but with the Churban of Bayis Sheni, even the mitzvah of counting and designating the year as Yovel, that too was completely undermined. It was null and void. Is Memela? Now, as far as Shemitah is concerned, we can count this 50th year as a Shemitah year, meaning the first year of the new Shemitah cycle. Why? Because there's no Shnas Yovel. Again, let's say it again. Rav Chaim's Chiddush is that when is a Shnas Yovel, it's a Chal Shem Shnas Yovel, even though the mitzvahs of Yovel are not no Hagos, but there's still a mitzvah of Minyan and Kiddush Beis Din. Then we have the Halacha of the Chachamim that the 50th year is not to be counted as the first year of the Shemitah cycle. But when there is no mitzvah, when the mitzvah of counting and designating Shnas Yovel is completely undermined, because there's no Bezdin to be Mechay of them, then not only is the Kiyum mitzvos Hanagos B'Yovel completely suspended, but even the mitzvah of Minyan HaYovel is completely suspended. And therefore the Gaonim say that we can count the 50th year as the first year of the Shemitah.
Don't they all? This is Rambam. They say, how do you know which year is the Yovel? Just go back to creation and figure it out. And they don't mention the difference.
So that depends upon this Gaonim. In other words, there are two different countings as to when Yovel is. I don't know if we...
And they got messed up during the 70 years between Bayis Hashem and Bayis Sheni. Also got upset the year.
But there can only have been one Yovel.
Daniel is confused.
There couldn't be two.
Anyway, let me just get to the punchline, because in 2 minutes we have to get to Mincha. And this is the punchline. He says, according to Reb Chaim's understanding of the Rambam, Shemitah depends upon the same minyan. In other words, The reason why Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanan is because in order to fulfill and sanctify the seventh year of Shemitah, what we need is a counting of the years. Okay? He says the following. Shnas HaShemitah Mitzad Atzma Eina Tluya B'Kiddush Bezdin, but nevertheless Kol Ikra Shal Minyan HaShon HaShvias Eino Elik Shesh Minyan HaYomel. In other words, because of the Hekesh that the Rambam establishes in Perek Yud between Shemitah and Yovel, it means that Shemitah can only be designated by Bezdin as a Shemitah year if Bezdin also has the ability to designate the Yovel as the Yovel year. And therefore, since the mitzvah of Shemitah, the Torah says, "Usfartu l'cha sheva shabbosos shonim, sheva shonim, sheva pa'amim," and then the Vart the Shofar, the Kiddush Shnasach Shmishim, the Torah is coming to tell us in this Arichas Lashon that the Cheshbon is Shemitah and Yovel together, to tell us that the Minyan HaChamishim is part and parcel, and it's a prerequisite for the Minyan of the 49 years, or shall we say the 7 sets of 7 Shemitahs. And therefore Shemitah and Yovel are integrated into one Minyan, and if there's no possibility of being Mona the year of Yovel, then we can't count the year of Shemitah. And therefore, when the Gemara says Manu Yovos Lekabel Lekari Shmitim, what they were basically saying is not that this is what they did. You know, they counted the Yovel in order to Lekari Shmitim, so they would know the mathematics and not get mixed up in terms of the date. It's much more than that. What the Chacham was saying, according to the Rambam, is that Manu Esayovos Kedei Lekari Shashmitim, meaning without the minion of Yovel, the minion of Shmitim is completely null and void. And therefore, the Rambam waits until Perek Yud to reveal to us that Shvius is Bezman Hazeh the Rabbanan, because the Rambam in Perek Yud is talking about Yovel, and he's telling us that Shemitah depends upon Yovel, meaning that the minion of Shnas HaShvius can only be meaningful and effective when there's a minion of Yovel. Is Mevela comes out that even though fundamentally Shemitah Bezman Hazeh should be Doraisa, but the problem is that since I need a minion in order to designate the year as the year of Shemitah, and that minion depends upon Yovel, and we don't have the possibility of doing that minion in Yovel, is Mimela, there's no possibility of doing a minion in Shemitah, and the Kedusha Shvius and all the mitzvahs of Shvius can no longer apply to Doraisa, because we don't have the ability to designate the year as a year of Shemitah. Okay, we'll stop here because of Mincha. His language is very telling. He says, "Befall einu heges mipnei shelo manu es hayovlos meoz achurban kafi kapolos hagaonim." Since according to the Gaonim, they didn't count the Yovlos after the Churban, therefore there's no mitzius of Shnas HaShemitah, because the mitzius of Shnas HaShemitah depends upon minyan Yovel. When we count the years of the year of Yovel, then we can count the years of Shvius. Meata muva. Now we understand that b'chol hilchos shmitah lo huzka dover zebaramam ki ein zedin prati b'hilchos mitzvos bazhoras hashmitah shein ogos shein yovel noig elu din b'ikar kviyas hashana shein shana shviyas. There's no chal shein shana shviyas if there's no shnas yovel, and that's why the Rambam delayed this discussion till Perek Yud, when he speaks about the minyan hashana and the kviyas hashmitah b'yovel. That's where he mentions that shviyas depends upon the minyan hayovel, and therefore shviyas bisman has, according to the Rambam, is the Rabbanon. So in Shemitas Ksofim there's a din prati that Niyug HaMitzvah is dependent upon Yovel. That din doesn't apply to Shemitas Karka. However, L'maisa before, you don't have Niyug of Shvius because you don't have a minion and you don't have a Chal Shem Shana Shvius.